Well, it's so good that you've joined us today. I really believe and pray that this message will inspire you, lift you, and fill you full of faith. I hope you enjoy.
Tonight, I want to share with you a message that I have entitled Counter Punch. We are living in days right now where most people are in a battle. I'm included in that. We are in a battle. We're in a battle in our faith. We're in a battle maybe in our families. But this message, I believe, is going to speak to you tonight because God wants to move and shift something in the realm of the spirit. You know, I've grown up in a family, a large family. I have 6 sisters and 2 brothers. So there's 9 children in our family. And part of growing up in our family was that my father would raise us very strict. I mean, to him, discipline, Pastor Joe just preached on those spiritual disciplines and he trained us in the 3:30 service. My dad, discipline was his number one thing. And those that are old school know that if a dad is into discipline, you know exactly what that means. Those that are younger might not understand, but those that are older know when a dad says, I believe in discipline, it's got some strong implications. And as we were raised in our family, my dad was quite strict and he raised us to believe in God. But part of the journey of watching him was he loved watching boxing on television. And he would watch these boxing matches on television very much to my mum's disdain. She just did not like the idea that there could be a fight, 2 people in a ring, possibly a little bit of blood. But my dad, even though he was strict in raising us, allowed me as a child to watch the boxing. And one of the things I noticed in these boxing matches was that there were 2 people in a ring, but only one would come out victorious. There is only one that could come out victorious out of any battle. It's the same in the spirit. There's only one that can come out victorious in any spiritual battle. And I want to take you into that battle tonight. Pastor Joe, in the previous service, trained us for battle. I want to take you one step further. So in that ring, 2 people go in and only one could be the victor. And I started to realize there was a reason why some people won the battle and why one victor came out of that ring. And one of the techniques in boxing is this technique called the counter punch. They would say that the boxers that win the most and the greatest boxers that we know that are ranked have this ability to throw a counter punch. So you might be facing a battle right now. You might be facing your worst fears right now. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you are going to come out on the other side. I need someone to say amen in their room. Whoever's listening online, you're going to come out on the other side. You're going to walk out of that battle victorious because God's going to show you tonight how you can throw a counterpunch. See, this counterpunch that these boxers use, what it does is it quickly turns defense, into offense. They, on one hand, they're facing the enemy, but within a moment, they're able to turn it around through this counterpunch. They're able to shift what is going on in the ring through the counterpunch. And what a counterpunch means in boxing terms is that it's a punch that is immediately thrown after an attack from an opponent. The fighter will attempt to block or to dodge their opponent's punch, but then attack the new opening in their opponent's guard. See, we see this all throughout the Bible, where the enemy thinks he has won because he's thrown the first punch. But there is a thing called a counter punch. I'm taking you somewhere tonight because God's going to open up something over your life. He's going to open up something in the spirit. If you can turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 4, let's have a look at how Jesus did this. How did he face his enemy? How did he come out in victory? How did he use this counterpunch? Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Let's read it together. Wherever you have your Bible, take it out on your phone. If you've got a Bible like I have, old school, let's read it together wherever you are. Verse 1 says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, like we all would, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written that man will not live by bread alone, The devil led him up to a high place, and he showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I give you all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I give it to anybody that I want. That is a lie right there, but that's what the devil said, because he's the father of lies. But it goes on to say, Jesus said to him, so he said, if you worship me, it will all be yours. But Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil then took him up to another place. But let's go to verse 12. It says in verse 12, Jesus answered after the third occasion, and he said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all his tempting, he left him until a more opportune time. Verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. See, something happened here in this battle between Jesus and the devil. See, tonight I want to start by saying, if we want to understand the counterpunch, the first thing we have to do, as Jesus did, is we have to get in the ring. We have to actually get in the ring. You can't throw a punch in this spiritual battle by being a spectator. You can't throw a punch by just watching what other people are doing in their faith. You actually have to make the decision tonight. And I believe some people are going to do it tonight. You're going to say, hey, I might be in a place that I don't want to be. I might be facing fear or anxiety, but I am not defeated. I am not going to live oppressed and depressed. I am going to get in the ring because life is worth fighting for. My faith is worth fighting for. My God is worth fighting for. See, to throw a counterpunch, the first thing is you have to get in the ring. See, we're not trying to chase the devil tonight. I love what Pastor Russell says. Whatever you focus on is what you get. We want to magnify God. We're going to do that tonight. We're going to magnify God like never before, because facing your enemy in the ring is not about the devil. Facing the enemy in the ring is only because the devil will initiate the first punch. And because he initiates the first punch, people often think it's over. Because he initiates the first punch, people think I'm not in the right place with God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is not a part of your future. Your future is in God. See, he throws the first punch, but there is a thing called the counterpunch. And what happens is they only throw the counterpunch after the enemy has thrown the first punch. And I'm here to encourage you tonight to face the fight. Just because the first punch has been thrown doesn't mean it's over. In fact, I can sense in my spirit that God is raising people up all across the nations that are standing up and saying, we are not defeated. We know our God and we will fight. Yeah, for your marriage, sometimes you got to fight for it. You got to get in the ring. The devil, he'll throw the first punch. He'll say, you're not good enough. He'll throw the first punch. He'll say, oh, you shouldn't marry that person. No, you get with God. We're going to do that in a moment. You get with God. You say, God, no, I'm in the ring. This is worth fighting for. So let's face the reality that we're all in a fight. We might not want to be there. We might not like the fact that someone has thrown a punch at us, but you're in a fight. God wants to bring you a great victory. See, the devil, he can't get at God because he's already defeated. But he will attack the image of God, and that's you and that's me. He will attack those that love God with all their heart because we live on the earth. But we're going to step into a place tonight where whatever the enemy does cannot hold you back. The fact that he throws the first punch is actually his weakness. Second thing I want to highlight about this counterpunch, that we have the ability to throw the counterpunch that God gives us, as Jesus had when he faced the enemy, is that we need to know your name. You need to know your name. This is so important because in the ring, there is an announcer. And the announcer, what he does is, he says, in the left-hand corner. I don't have that kind of voice, but he has this deep voice. Says to the crowd, in the left-hand corner, we have, weighing 150 pounds, two heavyweight championships. We'll call him tonight Mr. Joe Vartu because he preached an awesome sermon at 3:30. Mr. Joe Vartu, there he is. And in the other corner we have, and he'll name the opponent. See, the announcer will name the opponent who is fighting tonight. And what God does, I know whose name is above all names, and I know that most of you know that as well. We know that he already has the victory. We know that he is God Almighty, but what about you? See, when you get in that ring, you need to know this, that God himself is calling your name. The Bible says Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And we know that we stand under his name, but he's actually calling your name because God's already defeated the enemy. So just because you're in the battle and just because the enemy's thrown the first punch, I'm here to tell you that that doesn't mean you're on your own. In fact, what God's doing tonight, again, is he's calling your name. He's saying to you, I'm announcing your name. Your name is not defeated. Your name is not broken. Your name is not the person that no one cares about. Whatever name your name is not poverty. He has a name for you, and that name is child of God. You have a name. Your parents named you, but God's named you child of God, son or daughter of God. It amazes me when we read Luke chapter 4 that the enemy, of all the things, what he did was he attacked the devil, came in and attacked Jesus in his identity, and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, that is his first thing he attacked. In the previous chapter, in Luke chapter 3, when Jesus was being baptized, it says the Holy Spirit came on him like a dove, and the Father spoke to him and said, you are my Son. That's what he's saying to you tonight. You're my Son. You're my daughter. You're the name that he calls you. Let's throw aside the other names. Let's put on the name of God again, because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And he said to Jesus, the enemy attacked him and said, if you are the Son of God. But the Father from heaven had just said to him, you are my Son, and I love you, and I'm well pleased with you. So the thing the enemy attacked first was his name. It was his identity. See, what defines you tonight is not what the devil says about you. What defines you is what God says about you. And he says that you are his child. He says that he loves you unconditionally. He says that you are more than a conqueror. He says that you might have made mistakes, but that is not the end. He says that you can be strong in him and in the power of his might. He says that he has a plan for you to prosper you and not to harm you. He has a plan to give every single one of you a hope and a future. If you believe that, you can say amen and you can shout a praise right where you are, because that's what God says about you. Number one, you are his child. That's why when you go in this battle, you have to know your name. You are valuable to God, and God is confident about that. So confident that when you get in the battle, he doesn't say his name, he says your name, because he's already won. He's already got the victory. Now he's giving you the chance to show what a human being with many weaknesses and many frailties, but full of God and saved by his grace, can do on the earth. You're a child of God. Remember your name. You're going to win this battle because you know who you are. Your name represents who you are, and it represents who you belong to. Remember, as I said it before, the devil can't get to God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he'll try and get to you. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you have all power and you have all authority and you have the name above every name. That's your dad. He sent his son Jesus, name above every name. And we stand under that name when we go in the battle. And that's part of our counterpunch, is that we have a name. We know who we are. Don't listen to the names that the enemy gives you. In fact, tonight, we are going to break off those names, because that's not who you are. You're a child of the living God. You know, the Bible shows us this with a parable that we often call in Luke 15, we call it the parable of the prodigal son. But actually, it's better translation or better understanding to see it as the parable of the loving father that shows us the heart of God. That God, a loving father, had two sons. He had one son whom he loved, showed him his love. And this son decided to leave his home, leave the dad. And he said, I'm going to do my own thing. I need to find my own way. This is what some people do. Even though God loves them, they decide not to live under that name. And they say, well, I'm going to get my own name. And so he went and he squandered all the money, all his inheritance, everything that dad had given him. And he wasted the money and he damaged his life through sin, through living a lifestyle outside of God. But the father, the Bible says, was waiting for his son to return. And when his son returned and came home one day, came back to his senses, the dad stood there waiting for him. But in his mind, the son decided, my name will be servant. That will be okay. At least I'm home. My name will be servant. See, this is what the enemy does in the battle. He maybe wears you down and you think, well, at least I'm going to go to church, but I'm not really going to do anything for God. Maybe you're in some kind of isolation or lockdown and you feel like you're a bit caged in, but that doesn't need to limit you because you have the one on your side who has the name above every name. And so when the son came home, he took on the wrong name. He thought, my name's going to be servant. But the father said, no. You are my son. Gave him a robe, gave him a ring, gave him sandals. Amazing, our God took care of him, gave him more than he could ever have wanted because he's a loving father. So as a son, he left. The older son, he didn't leave, he stayed. But he was the older brother and he thought he could work harder for his father's love. See, he didn't understand his name. He was already a son. But he was still trying to earn being a son by working harder for his dad. And the father couldn't understand that. He said, hey, you've been with me all this time. Don't you know that I already love you? You know, tonight I believe there's people that have been in a battle. Maybe you've had some struggles. Maybe you've either walked away from God or you're just trying harder. Hey, tonight, can we remember that? Our dad loves us. Our dad, his heart never changes towards us. When we do some things that we wish we never done, we make mistakes we wish we never made, that's not the end of the road. You are still his child. So you can get in the battle, you can take on the enemy, and you will win. Tonight we're gonna break some names of people because there are some people listening tonight that you feel like you're a victim. And you feel like you've been pushed down. But I'm here tonight to lift your faith. I want you to get out your boxing, get ready. Maybe you've never boxed before, but tonight I want you to lift yourself out, stand up and say, God, tonight I'm not gonna sit under the name of victim. I've got a counterpunch. The enemy's thrown the first punch, victim, but I'm gonna throw the next punch, which says, no, I'm a child of God. Your punch is more powerful than what the enemy can ever throw at you. Maybe he's thrown the punch to say, you are alone and no one cares about you. But tonight, I'm here to encourage you that God is for you. So who can be against you? You are his. You belong to God. You just got to get up and throw a punch. You just got to get up and say, no, I've got a word in me like Jesus did. I've got a word in me and I'm going to send that word out. It's going to change my future. Sometimes the enemy tells people you're not going to recover. Man, especially now with what's happening in the world, some people feel like, I'm not going to recover from this. It's like I've been dealt a bad hand and that's all I'm going to get. I'm here again to tell you tonight, all you got to do is get up, get in the ring and then throw a punch because you need to say, no, that's not my future. Depression is not my future. That is not who I am. I am a child of God. I am bought with the precious blood of Jesus. My future is not ruined. I have great plans, God says, for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Tonight, someone's going to get up where they are. They're going to get in the ring, no matter how big the problem looks, how much bigger the devil makes himself look, because he can't win. You're a child of God. You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Wow, I can sense it in my spirit tonight that there is a strengthening coming inside of you. There is a word from God inside of you that is rising up. You have a promise from God. So you step into that promise. That's it. You get in the ring and you say, no, I have a promise from God. I might have forgotten it last week, but I'm picking it up this week. Counterpunch. See, what happens is when the enemy throws a punch, this is how the counterpunch works. He throws the first punch, but it actually takes a lot of energy. And so when he throws that punch, he uses all his energy and he gets out of position. And that actually opens the door for the opponent to step in and to take a shot. God's empowering you tonight to take a shot. Wow, he's strengthening you tonight to take a shot. He's already won the victory, so you don't have to hold back anymore. You don't have to be suppressed anymore. You don't have to be under that cloud anymore. You can stand up because you're a child of God. Last thing I want to highlight is when you decide that you're going to step in the ring, you're going to throw a counterpunch. How it works is it really does come out of a place of encounter. A place of encountering God where we seek an encounter. See, what happens in the boxing ring and what happens in the battles of life is the enemy steps in and he throws the first punch because he wants to draw the attention to himself. He wants you to look at him. He wants you to say how bad things are. He wants you to put your life in the hands of your first encounter. But the encounter I'm talking about tonight is not an encounter with the devil. He's in the ring, but he's defeated. I'm talking about an encounter with the living God. See, you got to seek after that encounter. You got to say, God, I need a fresh encounter with you. When you seek an encounter with God, what happens is you get a download from heaven. Pastor Russell shared this over the last few weeks about these 40 days, that it's a great opportunity for us to really press into God, to seek God, to find God in a new and a fresh way. And then as we go up into that mountain, we get a download from heaven. He'll give you a key on how to throw that punch. He'll give you a key like counterpunch. He'll give you a key on how to break out of that depression. He'll give you a key on how to break into your future even though there's restrictions. He'll give you a key. It's found in the encounter when we seek after God and we step into His presence. Matthew 7 verse 7 says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. God's going to open some doors. You're in a battle, but He's going to open some doors. This is actually written in the present continuous tense in the Greek, which means it actually means ask and keep on asking. I need someone to do that tonight. Seek and keep on seeking. That's it. Open your word. Do the Bible reading plan. Put on the worship. Start to call people and say, can you pray with me and agree for my breakthrough? That's called seeking. And He says, knock, keep knocking, keep knocking, keep knocking. You're like, God, you promised. You told us this is the year of acceleration. Yes, it is. It is for every child of God. So you knock on that door. You say, God, I'm knocking again. I'm here again. Ha, God, acceleration again. And you keep knocking on that door. This is how you live in that victory when you step into the battle. Jesus did it in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6 to 8. Jesus said to the devil, I'll read it to you again. He said to him, I give you all authority, the devil said, and splendor. It has been given to me, and I will give it to anyone that I want to. You can put in brackets there, that is a lie. So we're throwing out the lies of the enemy. Watch what Jesus did. He said, if you worship me, the devil said, it will be yours. But Jesus counterpunches and says, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Worship the Lord your God. That's what we're about to do in a few moments. Worship the Lord your God. Because in our worship, we go into encounter. Out of the encounter, we receive our breakthrough. Out of the breakthrough, we see every battle turned around into a victory. We move from defense to offense with one blow, with one hit, Often that blow, that hit, that revelation comes through the encounter of God, where we go to God and we say, God, the enemy has made the first move, but I'm not caught up in his encounter. I want your encounter. I want the encounter from heaven. The Bible says, draw near to God and he will, not he may, not sometimes, not when things are easy. No, he says he will draw near to God and he will draw near to you. When you are with God, you are unstoppable. When you are with God, you walk in victory. When you are with God, even with the worst circumstances around you, you are on the offensive because you have the ability to counterpunch.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?